up of high-windowed warehouses and broken-down sheds and, significantly, Hobson's livery stable. It was huge, especially since Hobson had realised that you could go multi-storey. Willie Hobson was another businessman in the mould of the King of the Golden River. He'd found a niche, occupied it, and forced it open so wide that lots of money dropped in. Many people in the city occasionally needed a horse, and hardly anyone had a place to park one. You needed a stable, you needed a groom, you needed a hayloft. But to hire a horse from Willie, you just needed a few dollars. Lots of people kept their own horses there too. People came and went all the time. The bandy-legged, goblin-like little men who ran the place never bothered to stop anyone unless they appeared to have hidden a horse about their person. William looked round when a voice out of the gloom of the loose boxes said, "Excuse me, friend." He peered into the shadows. A few horses were watching him. In the distance, around him, other horses were being moved. People were shouting. There was the general bustle of the stables. But the voice had come out of a little pool of ominous silence. "I've still got 2 months to go on my last receipt," he said to the darkness. "And may I say that the free canteen of cutlery seemed to be made of an alloy of lead and horse manure?" "I'm not a thief, friend," said the shadows. "Who's there?" "Do you know what's good for you?"
Yes.
Healthy exercise, regular meals, a good night's sleep." William stared at the long lines of loose boxes. "I think what you meant to ask was, do I know what's bad for me, in the general context of blunt instruments and sharp edges, yes?"
"Broadly, yes. No, don't move, mister. You stand where I can see you, and no harm will come to you."
William analysed this.
"Yes, but if I stand where you can't see me, I don't see how any harm could come to me there, either."
Something sighed.
"Look, meet me halfway here." "No, don't move. But you just said to... Just stand still and shut up and listen, will you?"
"All right."
"I am hearing where there's a certain dog that people are looking for," said the mystery voice.
"Ah, yes. The watch want him. Yes.
And?"
William thought he could just make out a slightly darker shape. More importantly, he could smell a smell, even above the general background odour of the horses.
"Ron?" he said. "Do I sound like Ron?"
said the voice.
"Not exactly. So who am I talking to?" "You can call me Deep Bone."
"Deep Bone? Anything wrong with that?" "I suppose not. What can I do for you, Mr. Bone?"
"Just supposing someone knew where the doggy was, but didn't want to get involved with the watch," said the voice of Deep Bone.
"Why not?"
"Let's just say the watch can be trouble to a certain kind of person, eh? That's one reason."
"All right."
"And let's just say there's people around who'd much prefer the little doggy didn't tell what he knew, shall we? The watch might not take enough care. They're very uncaring about dogs, the watch."
"Are they?"
"Oh, yes. The watch think a dog has no human rights at all. That's another reason."
"Is there a third reason?"
"Yeah. I read in the paper where there's a reward."
Yes.
"Only it got printed wrong, 'cause it said $25 instead of $100, see?"
"Oh, I see. But $100 is a lot of money for a dog, Mr. Bone."
"Not for this dog, if you know what I mean," said the shadows. "This dog's got a story to tell."
"Oh, yes. It's the famous talking dog of Ankh-Morpork, is it?" Deep Bone growled.
"Dogs can't talk, everyone knows that. But there's them as can understand dog language, if you catch my drift."
"Werewolves, you mean?"
"Could be people of that type of kidney, yes."
"But the only werewolf I know is in the watch," said William. "So you're just telling me to pay you $100 so that I could hand Waffles over to the watch?"
"That'd be a feather in your cap with old Vimes, wouldn't it?" said Deep Bone.
"But you said you didn't trust the watch, Mr. Bone. I do listen to what people say, you know." Deep Bone went quiet for a while. Then,
"All right. The dog and an interpreter, $150. And the story this dog could tell deals with events in the palace a few mornings ago?"
"Could be. Could be.
Could very well be. Could be exactly the kind of thing I'm referring to."
"I want to see who I'm talking to," said William.
"Can't do that."
"Oh, well," said William. "That's reassuring. I'll just go and get $150, shall I, and bring it back to this place and hand it over to you, just like that."
"Good idea."
"Not a chance."
"Oh, so you don't trust me, eh?" said Deep Bone.
"That's right."
Supposing I was to tell you a little piece of free news information for gratis and nothing. A lick of the lolly, a little taste style of thing."
"Go on."
"It wasn't Vetinari who stabbed the other man, it was another man."
William wrote this down.